Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start off, since I already know your name, but whoever might listen to this might not. So let's start with your name, Antoine, and your spelling and then the title.
Okay. Antoine, A-N-T-O-I-N-E, Garibaldi, G-A-R-I-B-A-L-D-I, President, University of Detroit Mercy.
All right, let's talk about this program. You're about a year in now. Is it for the tuition? What's it called? How you phrase it?
Tuition reset.
Okay, the tuition reset. You've had more than 500 people for this first year. Describe how that program is going and how it's affecting the students, how it's affecting the school.
Sure. Well, we came up with the decision as a result of doing some extensive research on some of the applications of our students and also some of the reasons why some students did not come to the university. And clearly price was one of those issues. As they look at public institutions, most of those institutions are at about $15,000 for tuition. Ours was at $41,000. So we rolled back tuition from $41,000 to $28,000, more than a 30% decrease. We don't like to use the word decrease, but we say a reset. And we're not the only university that's done this within the last 5 to 10 years. So we thought that that would help to increase the number of applications, which it has. More than 5,800 students have applied to the university for this year's freshman class, compared to 5,100 last year. We also have almost the exact same number of students, 550 students committed last year. So we're at about 545 at this point in the tuition cycle. We still have another 2 months to go, and students have not all made up their minds yet, so we think we'll get pretty close. Between 575 and 600 is pretty much our goal as a way to meet that decrease in tuition revenue. It also provides us with an opportunity to really reach out to a lot more students. More students are more seriously taking a look. Our tagline is build a boundless future, and we're really calling this to build a boundless future tuition reset to give more students an opportunity to come to the university. So we're very pleased that the university's enrollment is growing. So we had over 5,100 students last year, and that includes our graduate programs and law and dentistry as well too.
So that's a major difference in tuition when you look at that disparity. And you're getting more students, which is great. And hopefully that offsets the cost. But there are definitely more costs the more students come in, correct?
Well, yes and no. I say yes in the sense that the more students that we serve is obviously going to cost us more. But the fact of the matter is that as our undergraduate enrollment has been increasing to close to 3,000 students, you're adding more students to a class. So 25 students in an English class or a history class increased by 5 to 10 students, for example, it's not a really huge additional cost. And we know that we have been larger before, and this is an opportunity to really grow our enrollment. The challenge, as we've heard here talked about quite a bit, is the fact that in our state and many others, there has been a declining number of 18-year-old students who are going to high school. So not so much going to high school, but school systems are consolidating high schools because of a smaller birth rate some 18 years ago. And so there's more competition for our public institutions as well as private institutions. But we're also getting students from surrounding states as well. So they are very much attracted to the university, in part because there's a lot going on in Detroit and students want to be a part of the action.
Do you foresee soon rather than later that more of these students will, rather than leave Michigan, they'll fall in love with Detroit, Michigan, maybe the whole state, but obviously for your purposes, Detroit specifically, and stay in this region?
Yeah, well, we've already seen that. I mean, many of our students can get jobs right here in the state. They're great opportunities. We have co-op programs in our engineering and our business programs, architecture as well, the liberal arts and education programs the same way. Certainly many of the students who apply to our dentistry programs and our law programs are from the state. Some of them have gone to state colleges, universities, but many of them have gone to colleges and universities outside of the state and want to return back home. So this is a way for them to complete their graduate and professional school education here too. So that's really one of our focus, to try to keep as many of our students here in the state as possible.
Are you concerned about the competition from other states in terms of manufacturing or other engineering fields and technology and mobility? And a lot of people are trying to get into this, a lot of other states, I should say. And so are you concerned about that? And how are we and how are you at University of Detroit Mercy helping to fight that fight of keeping those industries here in Detroit, in the region?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it because many of our home-based companies are really... they're in other parts of the world as well as in other parts of the state. Your home state and my wife's home state of California, for example, is a good example.
Yeah.
You know, California has lots of colleges and universities, but they don't have the resources in order to take every one of those students in California in those institutions. So those students are actually looking at Michigan. They're looking at other places around the country to go. And you know, they don't mind a little snow, a little cold weather for 4 years or longer. And we find that many of those students who come, they tend to stay quite a while, too. So there's a lot of good interest there.
Did you say a little cold and a little snow?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
Yeah.
What's going on this summer, speaking of weather? It's nicer time to go out and do some things. Some programs heading into the next school year.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we're very proud about is we have an Upper Bound program, which we successfully obtained a program last year through the U.S. Department of Education, a five-year $1.3 million grant. 60 students from Osborne High School and Frederick Douglass Academy in our Detroit Public Schools Community District are participating in those programs year-round and during the summertime. I started off working in Upper Bound programs when I was a graduate student at the University of Minnesota many years ago, and my sister was an Upper Bound director, McAllister. Every institution I've been at, four institutions have had Upper Bound programs. They are the best programs for getting students thinking about college at the ninth grade level. So we're very excited about that. We've got a lot of other summer programs underway as well. And then our Live 6 Alliance program has grown. We've got five full-time staff members there now. There's a lot going on in the Fitzgerald neighborhood with the Fitz Forward Project. Ella Fitzgerald Park is almost done. The mayor is very happy about that, and certainly other city leaders in the planning department. Our Detroit Collaborative Design Center is working with some of the prospective business owners who may come and open shop at McNichols. And we're hoping for the opening of the home base, which is going to be the central location for our Detroit Collaborative Design Center, Live 6 Alliance, city planning department, and some other agencies to be located in that right on McNichols, just down the street from San Juan.
You mentioned earlier about like there's fewer high school students now than there were because of there's fewer kids, fewer people being born, basically. The population has dwindled a little bit in that demographic. But of those that are going through high school, is there an increase of students who are thinking more about college because of programs like this?
Well, I think it's kind of leveled off. But I think one of the things that we're trying to do is to make sure that students understand that you need some post-secondary education in order to survive and also to have a wonderful life. So two-year programs, four-year programs like ours are very helpful. There are a number of community colleges in Michigan just between, if you take Macomb, Oakland, Washtenaw, and Wayne County Community District, there are over 160,000 students in those programs, which are great feeders to the four-year programs. There must be something about the eight, because I can remember in my previous institution, 2008 was that mark.
Yep.
Now we're at 2018, and we're experiencing the same thing. So it's ebbs and flows, and we have a lot of opportunities for young people today. So we want to make sure that they consider doing a year or 2 years or 4 years of post-secondary education in order for them to have not just a career, but to have a lot of successful job opportunities over the span of their career.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Always good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. Very good.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.